still there, still gone. I know that you're still gone. When I prayed for others and you healed them, and I prayed for my loved one and you didn't heal them, Lord, I know that you're still there. I still trust you. I will still trust you. I will still trust you. I will still trust you.
Zambia 2064 calls for economic independence. UNEP announces plans to bounce back in 2026, and more than 40 dead after multi-vehicle crash in Uganda. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Build Zambia 2064 Executive Director Joseph Mushalika has expressed concern that Zambia has not yet achieved economic independence 60 years after attaining political freedom, citing high unemployment levels, especially among the youth. Dr. Mushalika said it is unfortunate that Zambians have little to show economically 6 decades after independence, emphasizing that political independence without economic independence is meaningless. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mushalika urged government to reflect on the importance of economic independence as the country celebrates 61 years of independence on Friday, October 24th, 2025. He said economic independence was among the key reasons Zambia fought for freedom, adding that it remains crucial for improving the living standards of many Zambians who are struggling to survive. By economic independence, it means reaching a stage where citizens control the economy and Zambians take charge of key sectors such as mining for national resource generation, said Dr. Mushalika. Dr. Mushalika, however, expressed optimism that with proper management and utilization of resources such as the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, Zambia can begin to achieve true economic independence and alleviate current economic hardships. He further noted that if the mining sector were better managed, Zambians would begin to experience the tangible benefits of economic empowerment. Meanwhile, Dr. Mushalika has called for unity among politicians, saying that political disunity continues to hinder consensus on national matters, such as constitutional amendments, thereby slowing down the country's development.
61 years down the line, it's really hard to say we have attained a level where Zambians can be very proud of what we have achieved as a country. And I think much more so with regard to economic advancement. You know, political independence is one thing. The purpose of political independence is that it must bring about economic independence. It could bring about some change, you know. It appears Zambia needs a good man in order to be run properly. And that should not be the case. Zambia needs a good system and not a good man.
Kalingalinga Ward 36 Councillor Mukubesa Nyoni has appealed for patience among close to 2,000 beneficiaries of the recently suspended Cash for Work initiative, saying efforts are underway to clear the outstanding payments. Yesterday, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development suspended the Cash for Work program across the country to allow for reconciliation of accounts and a review of the program's operational guidelines. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Nyoni acknowledged that his office is 3 months behind on disbursements, attributing the delay to pending funds from the local authority. Workers should exercise a little more patience as They are working towards the disbursement of the money for May, June and July, said Mr. Nyoni. Mr. Nyoni expressed support for government's decision, stating that the suspension, though inconvenient in a short term, would help streamline and improve the program in the long run.
For Kalingalinga Ward 36 under Mnali constituency, we are behind by 3 months in terms of payment. So what I'm urging the people of Kalingalinga is to be patient. We know they'll get their money very soon because I'm aware that there is money allocated for 3 or 4 months for what to be cleared. So I'm urging our people out there to be a bit patient as we are ensuring and working towards their payments to be disbursed.
United National Independence Party UNIP President Henry Muyova has declared that his party is ready to bounce back in the 2026 general elections and liberate the Zambian people from what he described as economic bondage. Kainel Muyova said UNIP will contest the 2026 elections at ward, parliamentary and presidential levels without forming any alliances, stating that previous alliances have not yielded positive results for the party. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Kainel Muyova said UNIP draws inspiration from Malawi, where an experienced politician made a political comeback, a scenario he believes can be replicated in Zambia in 2026. UNIP has observed that the economy is not in the hands of Zambians, and this is what the party intends to change in 2026, said Kainel Muyova. Meanwhile, Kainel Muyova dismissed assertions that UNIP does not embrace young people, saying the party structures is dominated by the youth, except for a few senior leadership positions. He has since called on Zambians to rally behind UNIP as it seeks to revive the country's economic landscape and restore hope for the nation.
UNIP is not going to an alliance with any political party. The reason is very simple and very forward. UNIP, since 1996, had been in alliances and the party has been going down because all the efforts and support goes to the party that you wanted to win and contest the presidential elections. And this is what has killed UNIP. We want to stand on our own. We want to have councillors, we want to have MPs, we want to have chairmen, mayors, and a president.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has seized more used undergarments in Lusaka and Monze district valued at more than 20,000 kwacha. ZICSA Executive Director Gerald Chizinga said the banned products were seized from Lusaka and Monze during the ongoing national open market surveillance inspections. He said the products were imported and are supplied to the market, contrary to the provisions of the Zambian Standard ZC559 inspection and acceptance criteria for used textile products. Used textile products that are worn in very close contact with the skin may cause ailments such as skin rash, fungal infections, and sexually transmitted infections, among other ailments, said Mr. Chizinga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chizinga emphasized that the ZC559 prohibits the importation and sale of used textile products containing undergarments to protect the health of consumers. Mr. Chizinga has urged the public to report to the nearest ZICSA office upon encountering such banned products on the market.
We recognize that education is a key pillar in achieving long-term change. That is why we have embarked on this journey to empower you with knowledge about safe consumer habits and product safety. We aim to cultivate a culture of awareness where you as pupils can identify products that are unsafe.
We now join